Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Vanadari Suranam Prajaranam Yasunam Prajajanaran Jannam Te avanachari Yasura nam 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 braja janna ran janna Jamuna te ravana chari Jamuna te ravana chari Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara. Jai Lakta Asta Tarasati in His Divine Grace. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prem Sri Krishna Chaitanya Manda. Radha Shama Gopinatha Shama Kundarada. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi. Brindavandas Thakur Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading about the third canto, 18th chapter, number 9. Sa tvam vidashva samumam asadamanam adai drishtya. Apanam adhashikshitum Swatam vidashvasam bhumam Tamasa lupta kamanam Abhadradaya yadrishtya Apanam arhashikshitum Satam vidashtva sambhumam Tamasa lupta kamanam Abhadradaya yadrishtya Apanam arha shikshitum Someone? All right, students. O great Tamasa, by the darkness, have been suspended Amanam of prescribed duties. Abhadra magnanimous out present. Yeah. Mercy. Dustya. By your apanam, the surrender, arhasi, able, shatum, to see vision. Demigods prayed to bring upon us mercifully, for we have fallen into a miserable condition, darkness. All of our work has now been suspended. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because of complete darkness throughout the universe, the regular act and engagements of all the different planets were suspended. In the north and south poles of this planet, there are sometimes no division of day and night. Similarly, when the sunlight does not approach the different planets within the universe, there is no distinction between day and night. Oma jnana tamarandasya jnanjana shalakaya Chaksu unmilitam yunatasmai sri gurave namaha mukam pangum lam jayati girim batamaham rum dinitarino avanchakapatirubhyascha kripa sindhibhacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda sri advaita gadadhar shvasiri sri gaura bhaktivinoda hare krishna hare krishna krishna hare hare rama 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 hare hare My only constant companion, my only friend, my guru, my wealth, that which has delivered me, my great fortune and the source of my good luck, the form through which I taste pleasure, my obeisances to you, O Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my respectful obeisances to you, O Srimad Bhagavatam. By your recitation, one attains transcendental bliss because your syllables shower pure love of God. You are to be served by everyone, always. For you are an incarnation of the Lord. I offer my obeisance to the Supreme Personality, had the inventory Krishna, simply meditating upon his lotus feet, been able to appreciate this great literature. Then to, for the advantage of the audience, and examine one of the words in the in Dristya, means by glance, means it is a common in puja to remove any envious visions when ceremony. Then, taking a coconut, lighting some camphor on it, and then all that, in tea fashion, to the object of worship, and then breaking into the ground. What does it draws all the ill vision, the illness that it might be, shatters it and removes it. This is why you do eat nut. Anytime you see this happen, and all the kids run forward to get pieces of the coconut, what you're doing, all the body that's been removed. So coconuts from a sacrifice have to be different. Coconut that's been at the Griha Pravesha, at the warming of a house, at the beginning of a Rath Yatra, at any of these types of pujas, is not eaten. So there we have it. Very simple point that every time it happens, I go, oh, don't they know? So now this word has come here, called the Dristi, the evil eye. And so that is dispelled by this breaking of the coconut. So don't eat the coconut at Rath Yatra. All right. What? You just leave it there. Some dog will eat it, or some bird will eat it, or it'll rot. You don't have to worry yourself about it. It's not for you to take. All right. So back to today's verse. So even though this is quite a short purport, there are some pretty significant points made in both the verse and the purport itself. Firstly, we've seen thus far in this chapter, we're only on verse 9, I believe this is, yeah, we've seen thus far in this chapter that the two children who were in the womb of Diti, and she carried them in the womb for 100 years. How many of you have a younger or older sibling? Younger sibling. Okay, so this means you've seen your mother pregnant. And she's king that womb for 9 months. And you may have noticed by the end of that 9 months, she's inconvenienced considerably. I had three children, and the woman becomes considerably inconvenienced by the change in her physical body. Now, imagine carrying that child for 100 years, or two children. I think there's only one set of twins in this room. And, huh, the two? Oh, that's right, yes. The girls also, yes, so two sets of twins. Yeah, so imagine 100 years. So anyway, there's a little side note there. But even before the birth of these two children in the womb of Diti, they're already causing a real disturbance to the universe. Now, we know from the Bhagavatam, and we know from reading the stories and having been in Krishna consciousness for however long, that these two children are the renowned, whether it's a good renowned or not, we can understand, but the renowned Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. These are not names we think as great pain. In one sense, they're great pain. as we see in verse 1 here, Prabhupada notes that no sane person can tolerate the demons causing devotees. We were just hearing from that story Mother Ragatmaka mentioned, how devotees are sometimes attacked. Many of us that have been on Harinam Sankirtan have experienced this, particularly, not so much nowadays, but particularly back in the late 60s and early 70s, being attacked or being arrested or, you know, having things thrown at us or, you know, so on and so on and so on. These things, it was a regular event, you know. I remember one Harinam in St. Louis, we were taking the elevator from the parking garage and some guy jumped in at the last minute to cause some difficulty for the devotees. He didn't count on our Mahamuni. Mahamuni, you don't know him, but Mahamuni is about 6 foot, 300 inches tall, very large and very imposing, and a ex-Vietnam veteran. Not someone to be trifled with, as this individual that jumped into the elevator to give us some difficulty quickly found out and was removed at the next floor. Sane person can tolerate seeing the devotees treated this way. And any person of a lower level of compassion would be sensitive and concerned about humanity at large. Yesterday was Earth Day. I think it was yesterday, yeah. Or is it today? It's yesterday. Yesterday, yeah, yesterday was Earth Day. And there's a lot of concern about the state of environment, about the state of humanity's direction, so on and so on. Even people very spiritually minded have concern. And so this is a sense of compassion that one has. So what does for spiritual person? And there have been examples throughout of common people revolting, being up in opposition to leaders that call much distasteful lifestyle of the praja. This is the Sanskrit word for the population. Praja. The Bhagavatam gives us a clear example, is the ability of the leader to the people. See that in daily, in some classrooms, you have a teacher or teachers, say, give you an example of how to behave. They are an example of how to interact with each other. giving you a direct what will be the good qualities to develop in creating your opportunities for these things. So this is the leader. Expanded out from our school to the temple, expanded out from to the city, to the country, and so on. Doesn't matter the circumstances, the leader has this responsibility to give right into the project. So having such a deity holds the womb simply to prevent it to be a great impact on the universe. I don't think there's a steer that the story of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu, which they caused all the way around. So she did not let that come sooner than going to. It was didn't have. Events had already up circumstance, but she wanted to hold it back as much as she was able. So this is a nice indicator that we have some potency to change the consciousness around. We have some ability. In the classroom, there's some gossiping going on or some fight individuals. We can interject or withdraw from being involved in that and change the outcome of that. So this is what DT is trying to do, change the immediate outcome. So she has to. Of course, this plan goes on nonetheless. We know that the individual is the first of how many births? Who can tell me? Births. The first of three births that they're going to have to test demons. Now imagine that. You're in this, sending you to the material world. You can go there three births opposed to the personality of God who you served, and go seven births as a devotee chanting, glorifying the Lord. Well, I'll take the seven births. I want to be a devotee. But Jayant Vijaya were much smarter than that. They understood the material world's the material world. I want in and out as quickly as possible. So I'll take the three births as a demon. You're going to be a demon. Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to be in and out of there quicker. So this was their attitude. So Diti is doing her part as a service to others. This is the mood of a devotee, serving others, serving other devotees, serving humanity at large by spreading Krishna consciousness. This is why the Christmas marathon time, you all go out and have your prasadam cakes and give these to people and give them books. And this is because we're showing compassion for humanity at large. However, in this circumstance, Diti can hold these two children 100,000 years, not going to the difference. The Lord has already instituted that Jai and Vijay will take these births and have their responsibility. So secondly, we see here that Brahma is being referred to, not only in this verse, but through the verses leading up to here, practically as equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That's because he holds a very, very high position of service. Avastra prayers that we sing teach us that we're by the same level as, which Prabhupada was very, very careful to point out, because there are so many gurus that present themselves as God. One Prati, very, very large, Sinbhavan, that has a beautiful picture of him on just like, because he thinks he is Lord Chaitanya. But of course we know differently. So Brahma is equal to that. But Brahma does consider himself way. It's a majority he realizes. He knows that he isn't. Although in this is the body of Brahma Vimohan Lila, where he steered boys and calves and all like that, he does sometimes forget this fact. But the reality is that he is equal to that. So he's being approached by the other demigods who are universal managers, because they understand that he can correct things for them. The topic of darkness is referred to here. Now, there are two types of darkness. There's the physical lack of light. Prabhupada often gives the example, if we're in a room, we turn the lights out, and you put your hand in front of your face, you can't even see it. So what good is your vision? It's very limited. But there's also the spiritual lack of light in one's life. When one does not have some religious practices, when one does not have some spiritual, this is another type of dark there. Demigods, they're at this point complaining due to the dark, unable to do their, because of this darkness, they cannot execute their prescribed duties, their dharma. You know, we see this is a fact. If you're any students, have, see a show of hands. So, okay, great. Do you go in the middle of those gardens? No, because you can't see anything. It's dark. No. Maybe the moon happens to be up, but you go day. The light is there, and the darkness prohibits able to do anything like this. You know, even sometimes you see, like, when you're driving, there'll be some road work going on, and they do it at night, so this is an inconvenience. They have to artificially put gigantic lights like it's day, because okay, light we're going and do our work. These two brothers in the womb of Diti, even born yet, is dark, pale, the universe. This is how powerful demons can sometimes be. So, you know, they haven't even made their appearance yet, but they're impacting everything. So our service, our work, everything can be interrupted by both of these types of darkness. In the Bhagavatam class, we don't take questions like we do in the classroom until the end of it. Okay. So in the service of impact of these two, the demigod service, everything is interrupted, but we can also have our interruption there to our spiritual life by not having that spiritual vision. Fourthly, if these two are this much trouble while they're in the womb, what's going to happen when they come out of the womb? Well, we already know that. When they come out of the womb, the reign of terror, as it would be called, begins. And just so much difficulty and disturbance. Fifthly, Prabhupada's showing us a vast field of knowledge in these purports in the Bhagavatam. Now, who can tell me how many times Prabhupada traveled the globe? Which of the students knows? We talked about this in my recent classes at the school. How many times did Prabhupada go around the planet spreading Krishna consciousness? No one knows? That's half of the right number. 14, yes, 14 times. And Prabhupada did not go to either of the two poles, North and South Pole, the Arctic and the Antarctica. Yet, we see in this purport, he's fully aware of the fact that sometimes it stays full night, times full day. When I was traveling with Bhartahari and us with Indusha, sometimes we'd be at a place where the sun didn't go down and clock, and it would rise at 3:30 the next morning. I mean, kind of hard to get a little regulated good night in that environment. Because, you know, your body, your circadian clock goes with the sun rising, sun goes down, 3 o'clock it comes up. And then, of course, in the winter, it's exactly the opposite times, places. It's dark for our toe. No sunlight. It's in a row. So, his vast sum of knowledge in this hole where he didn't go, there is no daylight and sometimes no darkness. Now, mention, do the efforts of our own Kaprabhu here in Prabhupada's Murti did go to the South Pole, a group called Krishna South, which referred to a mission that was undertaken by Keshi Hu and one of his own. And they want to take consciousness on the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada, take his Murti to the South Pole. They were able to do this travel all the way down to South America, get on a boat, go across the pole, RT there at the South Pole to Prabhupada's son. They distributed Bhagavad Gita to the cap and some other people. So in this way, they then planted the flag of Hare Krishna south of there. So, you know, we wouldn't want to not mention their Prabhupada like that to see the Prabhupada did make it to one of the two. The point, Prabhupada, is that he has knowledge of these things even when he may not have personal experience on it. The sixth point that here, in the universe, we see conditions are also found in so framework. Sometimes search position says one thing and we find something else, greater clarity or a different point of view from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto, which we're currently studying, later we're going to see time from the atomic particle of the Bhagavatam to some 5,000 years ago, but the discussion of from the atom there. So In this, either the body soul can give us guidance, information, and in fields of knowledge that we may not have personal experience. Now, speaking of devotees who have, I wanted to touch on Vrindavan Dasgupta, whose disappearance day we're celebrating today. The thing of Vrindavan Dasgupta, we can appreciate where he is Veda Vyas from Krishna Leela. Vyasadeva himself, Vrindavan Dasgupta, brought Prabhu's pastimes to us in the form of Chaitanya Bhagavata. His book was originally called Chaitanya Mangala. Chandra's book also called Chaitanya Bhagavata. So change, I mean, Chaitanya Mangala changed to Chaitanya. Now, tell me, this particular group of students who you know, tell me what is the name of the book that gives, I mean, who was who in Krishna Leela and who was who. Every week, single time. You're the only hand up, Subhadra. What is it? Gaura Gunadipika. You are the light by which we can understand the personality. So, Gaura Gunadipika, it mentioned Vrindavan Dasgupta Thakur was Srila Vyasa. Now, Kavi Karnapur gives us that information based on his own patients and confirmations from his father, Shivananda Sen. Vrindavan Dasgupta's father was Vaikunthanath Vipra. His mother was, and Narayani was the daughter of Srivas Pandit's elder brother. So we see a connection. Srivas is, of course, a member of the Panchatattva. His elder brother, Nalini, was the. So all of these personalities, when we decide on Prabhu's pastimes, we can see their connection. Now, in Krishna, Narayani and her sister, Malini, were nursemaids of Krishna, and a similar mood in Gauralila. So he lived with her sister Malini and really got some amazing. She was given directly the runes from Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called her and gave her offer, and then encouraged her to be named. And it's only a child of 4 years old. Many girls chanting. My own daughters, they very much like to chant. Unusual way, but Chaitanya, speaking about her good fortune, now Chaitanya Bhagavata's written by Vrinda, who is son of Narayani, so pretty first on these activities, and he says that of Mahaprabhu giving prasadam to his mother is the her mercy. Now at that time, when Vrindavan Dasgupta Thakur was born, she would have been about 18 time in history than now, but Nityananda and were under very life and soul residing heart of Vrindavan Dasgupta Thakur. Now, when Vrindavan's father, Vaikunath Vipra, passed away, his young, his mother went to us, who was the uncle, husband, her sister, Malini. And then after some time, transferred to reside. Now, I'm going to slide to the bottom class and go to the references that I was this particular group of students like. And they remember about Vasudev Dutt, who we mentioned speaking with you all last week. Not a few. You. Vasudev Dutt, magnanimous mood and generously wealth and finance for causes, not looking after himself. So it was arranged through Mahaprabhu Sen, who was an expert manager of financial after the affairs of Vasudev Dutt, which means that he had a hand overseeing activities of Narayani and her son, Das Thakur. So as Vrindavan Das Thakur, his mother in different household activities, primarily she was the pujari home of Malini. During this time of his growing up, studying very, very well-versed, not only in regular but scriptures, he was a very academic personality. When Vrindavan Dasgupta Thakur was 4 years old, it's the time at which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. When Mahaprabhu wound his Leela, Vrindavan Dasgupta Thakur would have only been 20 years old. So the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityanatamrita, and extremely fond of Nityananda. You know, sometimes they say that the child and the parents affect, I don't know if true or not, but that's sometimes said. We see the last disciple, the youngest disciple, we could say, of Nityananda Dasgupta. He was very, very favored by him. He did initiation when he was 16, and then for some time, Lord Nityananda. He went to various places. After the departure of Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur was one of the devotees that did the festival organized by Santosh and Das Thakur, Gaur Purnima, and he traveled there on So, to explain that as Vrindavan Das was an incarnation, he wrote about Krishna's pastimes, he was the proper personality to pastimes of who. And there's, we could say, a practical, I don't want to use the word law, understand amongst the writers. We see it in Rupa Goswami and Krishna Vrindavan, that they keep in the background. They don't themselves for very prominent. Krishna Das, for instance, went to ask blessings from the different personalities. You know, Gopapa Das, you have mentioned my name in your book. You know, days in the internet influencers and personality, everyone be forward. But here we see the exact opposite mood of humility. Vaishnavas want to be brought out and mentioned and glorified in this. In Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, some of the wonderful verses in there are verses that, you know, this was a mood amongst writers like this. Places throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Das Thakur in the 13th century. Entire books of exceptional prose and poetry were penned by many Vaishnava authors, but some of them, many of them, remain anonymous. And this is the most endearing and desirable quality for a true Vaishnava, is to be humility, to be humble, to feel themselves unqualified. This is to the point that Krishna Das Kaviraj finishes each chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pare, Yara Asa, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna. Lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, great Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Doesn't particular credit there, submitting himself to knowledge. So now, Krishna Das Kaviraj goes, equal glorification also to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Several places in Antilila, for instance, he mentioned Thakur in his Sodhi for the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of the Lord, pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The glory that Krishna Das gives him. And Krishna Das Kaviraj, because of his humility, doesn't just stop there. He continues the sections of the Bhagavatam. He says, Chaitanya will destroy all of one's misfortune. Right there, a good reason to, even from a point of view, reading Chaitanya Bhagavat will bring us great. By reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will stand Lord Chaitanya and the glories of Lord Nityananda. And one will gain the highest knowledge, developing pure love for Krishna. Now, it's interesting because easily the same could be said of Krishna Das Kaviraj's own book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he doesn't say that. He gives all that type of credit to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then he continues, such a wonderful book could not have been written by an ordinary human being. It seems that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has spoken this Chaitanya Bhagavat through the mouth of Vrindavan Das. I offer millions of respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. By compiling such a valuable book, he has delivered everyone from the cycle of birth and death. Here again, this is the humility of a devotee, that they're very happy to praise others and not take that praise for themselves. This is the exact mood. Any author, in the mundane sense, is very anxious to become very well known, to put themselves above others, to see that their books are selling more than anyone else's books, etc., like that. To get more of a tour, to, you know, so on like that. But here, Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of one of the most important books in the history of mankind, is writing in such a way that, well, my contribution is not so much, but Vrindavan Das Thakur, oh, his book will deliver you and give you pure love for Krishna. So this is just a very nice example for us as devotees to understand how to really have a good state of mind about our actual position in devotional service. It continues that when one reads Chaitanya Bhagavat, it will annihilate all their misfortune, because one can come to know the doctrines of the service of Lord Krishna. Vrindavan Das summarizes the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam in Tanyamang. Even if a Muslim or an atheist should listen to Chaitanya, he become a great. Another reason, right, regardless of what we think of ourselves, we are actually quite fallen. Reading Chaitanya can become elevated. We can become advanced to the level of being a Vaishnava. He his glorification, just one additional verse here. He has glorifying Dasta. It's really quite amazing. I offer him, since he's Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was delivered the universe. He was born in the womb of Narayani, who enjoys Sri Chaitanya's remnants. How wonderful is his description of the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by hearing these descriptions, the three worlds have become sanctified. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, being a Vaishnava, is very careful of Vaishnava aparad. And he gives some particular instruction. Now, primarily in his book, he describes the early pastimes of the Lord as a student, his childhood pastimes, his chastisement of the Kazi, and his departure from Navadvip, and a few of the aspects of his life in Puri, not so much. But Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a warning to the conditioned souls. Eta parihara oje papi nindakare tabe lata morantar shivera upare. Even after being told how objectionable it is, if one still the Vaishnavas, I will kick them in their head. Now, he's not suggesting we should go about and find those who are blasphemers in their head, but this out is Vandastak's activity of criticizing and finding fault with devotees. And he repeats this not only in the Adi Lila, but in the Madhya Lila and in the Lilas in the Bhagavad. Some foolish and arrogant persons, they might misunderstand these statements of Vrindavan, criticize him for making statements. And such criticism leads them into the deep and immersing mud of offensiveness. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he has made a in regards. He says, I need to kick the those envious and blasting Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doing so, I am able to prevent eating to show for the Lord. That will be for here again, this is not encouraging us to go out and do this, but it's showing how serious these great personalities take such criticism and offenses to Vaishnavas. Of course, nowadays we see it's a plague on our society, not just ISKCON society, but worldwide society. We very happily, very, very enthusiastically sit behind our computer screens, typing out all types of comments that say the most grievous things about others. And such activities do nothing but diminish our own devotional standing. So we have to be very, very careful about such activities as criticizing Vaishnavas. If there is a need to give some direction or guidance, it should be done in a very friendly and encouraging and supportive way, and by someone who is qualified and in a position to do so. This means that not all of us have the necessity to correct everything we see around us. You know, some things are just, you know, not within our realm. What's that? Many years ago in a leadership seminar I attended, there was the example of one circle of concern and then the much smaller circle of influence. So we may have a concern about so many things, but can we actually influence a change in that? If we cannot, then there's no point in our running our mouth about it. So concluding here, I'd just like to give these prayer that Vrindavan Das Thakur has written about Lord Nityananda is very, very wonderful. Nitai is within and without. He is everywhere within this world. He is the lover and he is the sweetheart. Everyone says it. Nitai is my regulative principle. He is my object of worship and he is the light of my eyes. Nittai is in all 10 directions that I look. In fact, he fills all the three worlds. He is none different from Baladev, whose beautiful face resembles millions of moons. Nittai sustains the Yogapit and becomes the throne upon which the Lord can sit. Nittai also expands his dress and ornaments. What more can I say? Nittai is the eyes, mouth, and limbs of everyone. Nittai, 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 Nittai. I see only Nittai dancing. Raising my hands and chanting Nittai, I will go to Braja. I, Davan Das, request Nitya to cover, leave me be. So just a short few brief things about Vrindavan and a little understanding of these two personalities, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyaksha, and how they're able to cause so much difficulty for the demigods from executing the proper activity. Lupta Karmanam. So we'll finish. Has any questions, chastisements?
Yes, yeah, so you narrated how it's described Narayani is eternally relishing the remnants of Lord Chaitanya.
Narayani, yeah.
Is it so that she was given, gave her the one, right? Mm. Says she's eternally, just because of that one event, right? So a vision of the, you know, exchange. Mm-hmm.
We can, both as poetic license and as internal realization. So it fits both circumstances. All right, we'll finish there. Thank you very much. Dasra Sutta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. You inspired us with three different points. We may or may not be able to get to them all. You mentioned the anonymous Vaishnava writings. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he found many anonymous Vaishnava songs, Vaishnava shlokas, and you mentioned Rupa Goswami printed in Padyavali, many, many anonymous shlokas. He would say unknown author. Agyat Parakarta, unknown composer of the poem. Bhaktisiddhanta, he found an entire book, a very large book, hundreds of shlokas in many chapters. I can't remember the name, but I have one here in our vast Sanskrit library. A big, large book that is so in tune with the Vaishnava Bhakti teachings that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati published it, and after his disappearance, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept them in print, and later in our... Yes. Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika, which means Latika, the creeper, a desire creeper, Kalpa Latika of Hari Bhakti. Yes, that's a very nice book. So Bhaktisiddhanta published that, and Bhaktivinoda kept it going. Our Kushakrat Prabhu, he translated it, and it's probably online in a few places. So this shows that even anonymous, normally we're trained that, oh, wait, we don't know who, where's that quote come from? You know, somebody says, Prabhupada says, you know, we want to know where, when. So, but our acharyas, they recognize when something genuine was there, even anonymous. You mentioned Gaur Ganodesh Jibika. This Kavi Karnapur is giving the Udesh, the indication or the ascertainment of the Gaur Gan, the associates of Gaur. He's making it Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, a torch lamp to illuminate that. We have a second book describing the same swaroops of our personalities by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Gaur Gan Swaroop Tattva Chandrika, a Chandrika moonbeam of the Swaroop Tattva. The truth of the identity.
Interesting thing, at the end of that book, there's a table of graphs, so to speak, of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Kavi Karnapur, and where they agree or, in one or two cases, disagree on an individual.
Agree or disagree. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
What do we think when they disagree? Because sometimes Kavi Karnapur, he says, this personality in Gauranga Leela is this personality. Sometimes he says, this Gauranga Leela person is two persons. Like Ramananda Roy is what? Like two persons.
Yeah.
So then Vishwanath Chakravarti says something else. Are either of them wrong? No, they're both correct. Because these personalities are so complex, and they're in so many universes, There are so many realities that we can't even comprehend. So not only are those personalities, that one or two persons that those acharyas indicate, that they're unlimitedly more personalities. That's why they're giving an udesh. It's just a pointing, just a point in the direction. This person is that person. But each of those personalities is actually so many different personalities. That if they would list them all, we would probably faint. We, like Prabhupada said, you know, if I told you everything all these things, you would faint. So that's how those two books with that chart in the back, that's how they line up. None of those are wrong. They're both correct because, and there's more correctness that's not even listed.
Pundarik had something to add, I believe. All right, we'll finish there today. Thank you very much. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Vrindavan Das Thakur.